Today's Mishnah is on Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. So we saw in the previous Mishnayos, what happens if somebody has a field where he had planted a certain min. For example, he planted wheat. And now, he does an about face, he changes his mind, and instead of there being wheat, he decided he wants to plant barley. Now, to go ahead and plant barley now may be a Kelayim problem. So what is he supposed to do? Meaning, how do you convert a field from being a field where there is wheat to a field where there is barley? So the short answer is that you have to uproot all the wheat. You plow through it, you shovel through it, and that cleans out the field. Once the field is clean, now you can go plant soil. Stating that, the Mishnah said it's not so simple. Rather, you have to make sure that before you uproot all the wheat in the field, that the wheat already took root. Meaning, if you put seeds in the ground and the seeds didn't physically take root, at that point, if you're going to uproot it, meaning you're going to plow through the field, you're not actually going to be oiker all the wheat that's inside the field. All you're going to do is you're going to move the seeds from point A to point B, which really isn't accomplishing that much. So what you need to do is you need to wait, achitaslia, that was what the Mishnah said, you have to wait until it physically takes root. Once it takes root, at that point, if you're going to be oikarit, it's actually going to be nekar, and that's what you'll be able to do. We spoke out that the typical shear for how long it takes for plants to take hold in the ground is 3 days. So typically, if somebody would plant wheat, and now he wants to, instead of planting wheat, plant soyrim, so you wait 3 days. After 3 days, you plow through the field. Once you plow through the field, now you can plant soyer. As we'll see now in our Mishnah, that's not true for all plants. Meaning there are plants where the halacha is going to be a little bit different. Says the Mishnah, if somebody had a field, and inside the field he had planted kanvas oluf, different types of plants. If he wants to now go and plant something else, he can't simply be zireya and plant something else. Meaning, why can't he be oiker what's there, uproot the canvas and the loof, and then plant something else? So the Mishnah says he can't do it, and the reason is she'in an oisin elo l'shalish on it. Because these plants take 3 years in order for them to take root. And being that it takes so long in order for them to take root, so you can't simply be oiker. The whole concept of being oiker is waiting until it takes root, and then ripping it out of the ground. But being that it takes so long in order for them to take hold in the ground, so as a result, it's just not practical. And the Mishnah says, loy yehei zayrei obal gabeim, really you don't have much of an option. Another halacha, tfuah sha'alu basficha yistis, what happens if somebody had a field where he had planted tfuah, and sficha yistis began to grow? So what are sficha yistis? So first sviche and then istis. Svichim are, in English, referred to as aftergrowths. It's something that's mentioned in the Torah in the beginning of Parashas Behar, in the halachas of Shviyas, and really what it means is things that grow by themselves. So for example, the farmer was harvesting his field. He's cutting different tfuah off his field. And by mistake, one of the things that he cut fell into the ground, and eventually something grew from it. So the farmer didn't physically plant it. It really was planted by itself. It's what's known as a sfiach. The halach is, if something grows by itself, it's considered a growth, and it has different dinim, depending on what sugya that you're learning. So says the Mishnah, in the event that there was a field with tfuah, and sfichim, meaning something began growing by itself, what was the thing that grew? Istis is a certain type of field, a certain type of plant, or the threshing floor, where different minim began to grow. So apparently it was not atypical for things to start growing on the threshing floor. Or if somebody has fenugreek of Rosh Hashanah simanim fame, where different smachim, different things began to sprout. He's not obligated to weed it out. If he wants to leave it there, he's allowed to leave it there. And the reason is because this person never planted the kelayim. And because he never planted the kelayim, he didn't put the istis in the middle of his tefuah. He didn't put all these different minim in the granos. He didn't plant the tzmachim together with the tulsan. This all happened by itself. So the iser kelayim is to plant sadcha loy sizer kelayim. And this person didn't do that. And because he didn't do that, it's not a problem. Now the truth is, there is an iser to be mekayim kelayim as well. There is an iser if a person has kelayim in his field to leave it there. Meaning, if you see kelayim, you're supposed to get rid of it. But in this case, it's not an issue. And the reason is because it's obvious to any bystander that this happened by itself. Meaning the whole reason that it's aser to keep kalayim is because of marisayin, it looks like you planted the kalayim. But nobody would have planted istis together with his tfuah, or people don't want to plant on the makam agronois, or tzmachim together with the tilson. So you didn't plant it, and it doesn't look like you even planted it. Thus, there's no issa to be mekayim it, and therefore, what's the halacha of the Mishnah? Ein mechayv enoisa lenachish. So you don't have to get rid of it. You can leave the kalayim there. Now, the Mishnah says, stating that, im nicheshoy kisach, let's say the person decided that he does want to weed it out. He didn't have to. He wants to go lefnim ashur sadin. So then we tell him, akoyres akoyl chutz mi menachal. Then you have to make sure you get rid of everything besides for 1 minute. Meaning, it can't be any kalayim. 1 minute, you could have. But 2 minim is already kalayim, and that's going to be a problem. So you have to get rid of everything other than the kalayim. And the reason is, because once you start uprooting it, so now already, you're showing that there's something I don't want. If you're going to leave 2 minim, then it looks like those 2 minim you do want. So now already you're a mekayim kalayim, where you're showing that it's nichole. Now it looks like you may have planted kalayim, and as a result, that's going to be an issue. Mishnah Vav. Somebody has a field, and he wants to plant multiple minim inside that field. Now it's a problem, because there's an Isser Kalayim. Stating that, if he leaves a certain amount of room in between each min, in between each telem, each row of things that he's planting, it's going to be okay. So the question is, how much room does he have to leave? And the Mishnah says it was a machloikis between the school of Shammai and the school of Hillel. B'Shammai says, shloisha tlamim shel posiach. You have to leave the width of 3 tlamim, 3 rows of plowing. So when the oxen would go through the field, they would plow. Each row that they plowed was referred to as a telem. So you would have to leave the width, the equivalent thereof, to 3 such rows. Meisul says it's a different shear. It's meloi ha'oil ha'sharoini. It's the width of the yoke that they used to use in Sharoini, in that region in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says that even though Bisham and Beisul argued, they gave different shiurim, aber ukroivim divrei elu, liois kedivrei elu. The 2 shiurim were actually not off by much. And this is in contrast to so many of the machloikas in between Bisham and Beisul and Shas, where the shiurim actually were off by a lot, but in this case, says the Mishnah, that even though Bisham and Beisul argued, but ukroivim divrei elu, liois kedivrei elu, that in fact, the 2 shiurim were actually quite comparable.